We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. It is great fun to come together with those like you who are coming to understand that you are creative geniuses in physical bodies. We know that we have been repetitive here today, and in many cases it has seemed a little bit slow going in the sense that we have been talking about vibrations and we've been talking about downstream. But we are wanting you to understand that life is not supposed to be a struggle. It is supposed to be an opportunity for expansion. And when you allow yourself to move in the direction of the part of you that is already expanded, then it is a life-giving feeling of vitality that pours through you. You didn't come into these physical bodies to muck around and merely survive. You came forth with the intention of really being stimulated to personal things that really get your juices flowing. And what we notice among so many humans is that while your juices do occasionally get flowing, you don't consistently enough hold yourself in the direction of those flowing juices to really begin to build up the momentum for the passion for life in the way that you intended. It's only the little ones who are still doing that for the most part. You are a group of beings who can be different. You can make the decision to reach for the best feeling thought that you can find, or to find the thought that feels a little better, and you can begin to build momentum. The only thing that keeps you from building momentum toward this fast-moving energy stream that is already in motion for you is that you keep saying, well, maybe, or maybe not, well, maybe, or maybe not. It's the contradictory thought that keeps sort of short-circuiting you and slowing down your momentum. And it isn't very much fun. Jerry tells the story of wanting to help someone get their car started and pushing them from behind. And even though there was a sort of level ground and he should have been able to help them get it going, in their confusion about what was going on, he'd push for a little bit and he'd push for a little bit and he'd say, now at the perfect moment, let up on the clutch and off you'll get going. But they would put their foot on the brake or they would clutch at the wrong moment. And so it was just a stop and start, stop and start, stop and start sort of experience for them and for him. If you're wanting to live your life in the way you intended as you came forth into this physical body, we want you to begin to ask for the momentum of your life that you deserve. Because we want you to know that from our point of view, the momentum is so superb. And if it weren't for those contradictory thoughts that you keep finding and embracing and then pushing against, you would not stop your momentum and it would get going. And then those things that are the inevitable unfolding of the things that you would want, like your business expansion or like your lover coming or like your orgasm that you are looking forward to or like your Rolls Royce. As you are allowing the momentum of this energy to carry you and you are reaching for the best feeling thought that you can find, you're going to begin to discover that the whole reason that you wanted the Rolls Royce was for the reason to have this ride of momentum to begin with. We don't know of anything that any of you want, whether it's a material object or a state of being or a relationship or a condition. There is nothing that any of you want for any other reason than that you believe that in the having of it, you would feel better. You didn't come forth just to feel a little better. You came forth as vivacious, eager, worthy feeling beings who looked forward to the opportunity of being exposed to life experiences so that new ideas could emerge from you. And you so loved the feeling of the new idea emerging because you knew that when the new idea emerged as a result of your life experience, that the resources that create worlds would then go to work on preparing the inevitable future for the culmination of that which you had set into motion. And as creative geniuses, you so loved that feeling of creation that you said, bring on the contrast, because the contrast will give birth to the new idea. Be easy about all of this. Be playful about it. Don't work so hard. And say to yourself on a pretty regular basis, I am where I am, and where I am is just fine. And if you will make an effort to make peace with where you are, there is nothing that we have ever seen in human experience that is more conducive to the beginning and the maintaining of momentum than making peace with where you are. There is great love here for you. And as always, we remain eternally and joyfully incomplete.